Brown.
And what was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Emma Harper Foy.
Emma Harper Foy?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your father's name?
My father was named David Foy, Sr.
David Foy, Sr. Mm-hmm. Now, did your mother ever work on the, what we call the plantation now?
She worked in the big house.
And what did she do in the
she
big
house? She cooked as a maid.
Now, did she actually work in the old, I have a drawing here of the house itself, and on it I have drawn this floor right here. It's the middle floor of the house.
The middle floor.
And this addition was added right here. It's a kitchen. Uh-huh. I don't know when it was added. Mm-hmm. Did she work in this kitchen right here, or was the kitchen out back?
She worked in the old kitchen.
Now, where on this map right here was the old kitchen? Now, this is the smokehouse. This is Highway 17. Uh-huh. And this is a cook's house or something. We don't know what that was.
That was a meat house.
Now, the smokehouse was right here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell from this where the kitchen was that
the
she cooked in?
The kitchen was upstairs, opposite of this way.
Okay, it was upstairs. Mm-hmm. So on the main floor of the house, it would be this kitchen right here, mm-hmm. upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she worked up there. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea when that was built?
I sure don't, because I wasn't even born then, because she was working for Miss Foy before I was born.
Now, which Miss Foy did she work for?
Miss Nora Foy.
Miss Nora Foy.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know kind of what years that might have been?
Because I was born in 1915.
So it was before 1915?
Uh-huh. She was working for Miss Nora when she got married. She got married in 1912.
Okay, just a minute. Now, I want to ask you about Mary Jane Harper. Do you know who she is?
That is my mother.
Your mother's mother was Mary Jane Harper. Now, do you remember what she did at the plantation?
She cooked.
And where?
She cooked until she died.
She's not living now.
She
when
died
did she
in
die?
1942, January the 1st, 1942.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about where she cooked? We have pictures of Mary Jane Harper standing out here with her daughter, and she's standing in this area by the smokehouse, and they've got clotheslines strung up from the smokehouse coming out this way.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to find out where the old kitchen might have been. We understood Mary Jane had a house right here in the pictures it shows.
That kitchen was, I believe that kitchen was on this side. It's a rich place on that side, ain't it?
Well, now, according to the map right here, can you tell anything from this? The kitchen that they added where your mother cooked is this one right here.
Yeah.
Right, connected to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mary Jane Harper cook in a building that was not connected to the
house?
Yeah,
she cooked in that kitchen what not connected to the house.
Where was it on this map?
I believe it was on this side, right here.
Was it in the corner of the backyard?
It's on the corner of the backyard.
Was it as big as the smokehouse or smaller than the smokehouse?
It was bigger than the smokehouse.
Now, was it inside the fence, or was it down here outside the fence?
I can't remember that.
Now, we've got a picture of a long house outside the fence, right where I've drawn this dotted line on number 9. And I understood that Mary Jane Harper lived in that house. We don't know if she also cooked in that house or not.
But Grandma, she didn't never live down there.
She never lived there?
Miss Mary Liza Pierce. Miss Mary Liza Jackson lived down there, and I believe that's the kitchen she cooked in.
In this house right here?
Yeah, she went down there after my mother quit. Miss Mary Jackson worked down there, because she stayed in some of the houses. Old house, a lot of old tenant houses was back there.
Uh-huh,
here.
Back in this area
in that
right
field,
here.
Uh-huh.
Was her husband
Israel Jackson. Uh-huh. That was her husband.
Now, we still don't know yet. Do you still think maybe the old cookhouse was in the end? You don't know if it was on the inside
of
the fence.
I don't remember that.
But you
that.
Think it was over in this corner
it
somewhere.
It was over in that corner when we was children. We used to go down there and play. You see, all that old plantation was then down there. When we grew up, we used to go down there. There used to be a lot of houses back in there where the tenants used to live.
Uh-huh, back in here.
Back in there. And it was Miss Mary Jackson and Mr. Israel, Miss Cornelia Durham, Miss Willie Durham, Uncle Pearson, and I. What is what's name? Michelle, we call that Shoe. And Miss Honda, it was a lot of, and Uncle Tal, an old man named Uncle Tal, and he was a black man. He brought in all the wood and the water upstairs.
Was his name Talon?
Talon. Tal, we called him Uncle Talon.
Uh-huh.
He used to bring all the wood upstairs for Grandmama to cook.
Was he married?
No, he never been married. He was an old bachelor.
Mm-hmm. And he just stayed in all that.
He stayed there in the house and worked on this floor and then got the wood in, fed the dogs and stuff. She was little children then.
Where, do you know where he lived?
He lived right back there in the old house.
Back in these houses back here?
In the plantation,
Did you ever hear any story about the house that was built for Israel?
I believe that's the house Miss Mitt, they lived in. They died. Both of them died in that house. It was a white-green house.
It was a white house?
A white house with green shutters.
Did it have glass in the windows?
Yeah.
That's the house that's out there back there now.
Uh-huh.
And we heard that it was built
for Israel Jackson.
For Israel, had you heard that
Miss
too?
Miss Eliza.
And for and he was married at the time?
I don't know if he was married at the time or no. See, we were just children.
Uh-huh.
We used to go out and play because Grandmama used to cook down there.
And that was Mary Jane Harper, your grandmother.
My grandmama's name, Mary Jane Harper. Mm-hmm.
And what do you mean? Do you remember her mother's name at all?
Her mama was what? Her mother was named Mary Hines.
H-I-N-E-S.
Yeah, that was grandmama's mother.
And did she also work there on the plantation?
No, Mona never worked down there. Mona stayed right on the pool, and they, you know where the national home at?
Uh-huh.
Mona stayed right down the pool, and they on the sound.
Uh-huh.
In a big old two-story house.
Did she work for anybody there?
No, Morty stayed there and raised the children.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this Talton was never married, but now is it May Liza was married to Israel?
Uh-huh, she was married to Israel. That was Eliza Hood.
Do you know about when maybe they died?
I don't know.
Kind of a
guess? I know it's a big side children is Israel and May Liza died. They raised two children named Evelina. Put that in there. I can't think of a name now.
They had a child, Evelina?
Uh-huh. They adopted two children. Evelina and May Lizzie, them the two children she adopted.
Evelina and May Lizzie were adopted. Do you know if they're living now?
No, both of them did. Mm-hmm.
And do they have any children living, do you know? Mm-hmm. And we're still trying to find
now,
out.
My grandmama, now, I got an aunt, she come from Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know if she's going back or no. And that's grandmama's daughter. Her name is Mary Lena.
Uh-huh.
And I know she go back. I know she could tell you more than I could tell you, because she's much older than I am.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any aunts?
That's my aunt I'm talking about now, Mary Lena Scott.
Mary Lena Scott, and she lives now in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, is Mary Foy, who is...
That's my sister.
She is your sister, married to Reverend Foy?
No, Mary Foy. Mary Foy is my sister. You're talking about Maybell Foy.
Maybell?
You're talking about my... Daddy, brother's wife, Mary Bell Foy.
Okay, now she married a man named Foy.
She married my daddy brother. His name was Rum Foy, Fred Foy.
And is he? Yes, that's who I'm talking about. Did his daddy ever work up there on the plantation, do you know?
Honey, I couldn't tell you because I don't know nothing about you know them because they was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was,
do you remember there being an old path that led all the way back here to these cabins in the back?
All the way back. To the last house to bring you into the field down there. And Miss Maylard and that Shug, we always, and that Uncle George Nixon and Alice Nixon, all of them used to stay back down there.
Well, now what about Nimrod Nixon?
Nimrod Nixon. Miss Mary Nixon's son. It was Miss Mary Nixon, Clea Nixon's son. And he used to wait for the four-way.
Now, about what time was this?
That was during in 36 and 35, because I got married in 37. Mm-hmm.
And then he went off to the war?
Yeah, he was in the war.
And then he came back and still lived in the
still
plantation?
He married a girl named Albert, and they lived in that first house. It was in Rose, you know, he lived in the first house. They actually go through the gate. You see, they had some gates down there.
Show me where the gate was. If the path came straight out here, was there a gate at the end of the path?
Now, when you go down that when you leave the big house, didn't mean the big house is in there. And, oh, let me tell you now, when we was sure. You see that flower house on that side where y'all got flowers at?
Uh-huh, that's this place right here.
Okay, and the gate, you go right on down by that flower house, and it was a big white gate there. You open that gate, then you go in the lot. We always call that the lot. where all the houses were.
There were houses down in here?
Uh-huh. It was houses right down as you passed that flower house on this side. Uh-huh. And it was a pretty big white gate. And you would open that gate, then you would go down in the plantation where the black people stayed at in the back.
So that would be off in this area instead of back here.
Mm-hmm. It would be off in, you see that
flower? And these houses were kind of new then, weren't they?
No, it was old. And we remodeled some of them.
Now, right here, there's the flower house.
Uh-huh.
Was that there for a long time when you were young?
It was there when I remember. It was right there. The flower house was right there, and then on the corner there was that brick smokehouse. What you call that? What you used to call a smokehouse. I don't know. It was a smokehouse when us was... Now you come. That's what the kitchen grandmama cooked in.
And over I, on this side?
Yeah, that old...
Right here.
Yeah, that was the old kitchen grandmama cooked in. And I remember when they built the kitchen on that corner up there. Now you coming.
Okay.
Now you coming. That's right.
That building is still standing in the corner of the backyard. And it's got two doors in
it. Yeah, that was the old kitchen she cooked in. And when they built the new kitchen upstairs on the side, that's when she went in the new kitchen. Now,
and they had a wood stove.
A wood stove, and it had a old bell up there, upstairs, a bell, and the wheel mirror, and the people in the field would work, and when 12 o'clock come, they ring that bell and let them know it's 12 o'clock. Now, that's when we were children. You know, we used to go down in that territory because grandmama worked down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, where that flower house is, on this side, there used to be some steps.
Mm-hmm.
You had to step up the steps, then step down again to get in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And out on the main highway, like 17, there used to be some more steps.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right in front of the door, the road where I go in the door. Then you got to step up and step up and step up and go down there.
That's the ones now that I've got it drawn right here by Highway 17.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I heard one lady say that all the folks used to stroll the babies out there and visit out in this area. Did you ever hear that? Or
I don't know. The oak tree, there's plenty of oaks out there.
And they used to visit on the front lawn out there?
On the front lawn out there.
Well, who were the people that used to visit out there? Was it the white folks? Or?
Yeah, white folks. And I tell you what else they done. They took and came in. They come from them and came and made a road wall. Something like a highway. And it would go down there in front of the big house.
This one right here? Like that?
Yeah, it would go in front of the big house, and that's where they would park the cars.
Exactly where on here would they park the cars?
Park the car. They start to line up, they go right on by the big door until they get to the end of that road, there by the radio thing, that's where they start to park the car.
Off in this side?
Mm-hmm. The first road would go down that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that road get filled up, you wouldn't let no more in there. And then what you call the big dogs would go there and have their parties like that, you know.
And that was when they had parties and things like that. Well, now I want to clear up about the flower house because I didn't know. Now this is the old kitchen in the corner of the backyard.
Yeah.
And this is the highway.
Yeah.
And there were some steps going down right in here.
Yeah.
Is this the flower house you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the flower house I'm talking about right there, the flower house.
And it had a glass top to
it? Yeah. I remember when they built that flower house. I remember when he built that flower house.
Who built it?
Mr. Foy. Mr. Bob Foy.
And about when could that have been?
Was it 19? Let me see what green was out. And I know I used to go down there a lot of time and get met. My grandmama died in 1925. I was just a little girl, and we used to go down there and buy clabber. It had a lot of cows, and you sell clabber for 5 cents a quart, and we used to go down there and buy it.
My word.
So
he built it like in the late 20s?
Mm-hmm. The late 20s, yeah, about 1920s or something like that. Uh-huh. I was just 5 years old, but you know, I remember good back then.
Sure.
You see, I'm telling
you. I sure am glad you came. Now, coming up from there is the old carriage house. Do you remember that?
Oh, what, honey?
It's called a garage or a carriage house. It's been there for many years, and now it's fixed up. But it had trees all around it, was kind of covered up. And then there would have been a tenant house right in front of it.
Yeah.
It had big old doors on the front.
After we went through the gate,
mm-hmm.
There was a house over that side and some great ones up there. And then on this side, there was that smokehouse in the corner. And the windmill was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go by the windmill and you go up some steps. and go down the steps and go in the tenor house, in the tenor place then.
This one right here.
Uh-huh. Then on this side of the windmill, that was called Grandma's house where she used to iron in.
Now, can you show me on here where that would be?
Okay.
Are you talking about two different tenant houses in this corner?
No, it was one house over there where she used to iron in. The old house on Battalion used to stand in.
Mm-hmm.
And then right behind that old house where she was ironing at, they built a big old peanut house back there.
About like back in here somewhere?
Uh-huh. Then it's somewhere up there on the front, they built the other peanut house.
Mm-hmm.
It's right between that road. Do you know where that brick house is?
Yeah.
And build a big peanut house there. You
right.
You should sell peanuts in there.
Yeah, now that would be on the other side of our parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not real clear about whether you're talking about two houses here or not. This is the smokehouse, and there's some steps right here that we've just recently discovered.
Uh-huh.
And we know that there was a house here.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know who was in that house.
Was it on this side of the steps or on this side?
It's on the back side of the steps,
back
going
side
down into the backyard.
Go down the backyard, and it's on this side.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But that's used to be Grandma's house where she used to iron in there, because
okay.
Tyler used to stay in there.
Okay. Was there another house on this side of the steps, on both, on the other side of the steps?
Now, on this side of the steps, there was a lot of grape poppers. And then the Mr. Ninrod stayed in that other house on this side. They remodeled here, put new doors and windows in.
Now, where was his house?
His house is on this side as you go in.
On here. Can you show me where it is on here?
You see, go out, you
these are the steps.
Now, you had to go through that gate. Where is that gate at?
Now, this is the gate in the back of the house.
Okay. You went through that gate, and there was a vine, a grapevine over there, and go down further down. There was Ninrod's house, and two more houses was on the side of Ninrod's house. Ninrod.
And were they all inside a white fence area?
Yep. On the side of the place, let's see.
So you could get to it from going this way or from going this way.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember anything about some steps being way over here too?
Now some steps were by the windmill.
Uh-huh, those steps.
Uh-huh, that's the ones one I can remember by the windmill.
After you went down those steps, what was down there?
After you went down the steps, you had some kind of little house right there, what you call a tater house.
Oh, sweet
potato house now. And then Grandmama, they had a big house she ironed in that house on that side by the sweet potato house.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Catalan lived next to the iron house, a Catalan, the old man what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can remember now on that side.
Now the sweet potato.
Well, and they had a lot of pear trees and grape trees or orchards down there. Now that's all.
All down in through this way, because they're still there, pear
the orchard,
trees.
Uh-huh.
But this house is, have I put it in the right place right here?
Well, the iron house, as you pass down them steps.
Uh-huh.
On that side, you got it in the right place.
Now, it would be on the other side if you came down the steps.
If you come down this step, it'd be on that. But if you go down that step, right, was in there by the windmill.
Uh-huh, it's right in back of the windmill.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll be the house right there.
And that was the house that the ironing was done in.
The ironing was done
in. Did Mary Jane Harper cook in that house?
No, she didn't cook in that house. She cooked in this house.
Yes. And this she did the ironing in.
Mm-hmm.
And you never heard her say about there being another cookhouse before that?
Oh, I never heard that.
Okay. And these houses down in here, there were quite a few of them and there was a fence.
Yeah.
But you don't remember the old carriage house.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been covered up with vines or something.
But
like
I know
that.
It was old peanut house back there where they had wagons and stuff in. On this side, just below.
Yeah, this is further
mm-hmm.
over. Now, on the side here, do you remember there being an old road?
Yeah, it was a road.
Where did that road go?
That road went down. It was just where y'all got your house at now. It was over there, you know where that brick house is?
Mm-hmm, right next to the brick house.
Yeah, it was right down there by that road. That road would take you down in the field into the tenant's house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember where it went after that?
Went right on down to the sound.
Do you remember there being a mill or a pond or anything down there?
I don't remember. The mill was across the railroad. That was Mr. Fitch.
Over on the other side.
That was over there where the old commissary was, where Miss Mitchell and them had, and the mill got burned out.
Right. Over there where the old train station used
mm-hmm.
to be, too, across
mm-hmm.
the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you tell us any of the old stories that you've heard them tell, whether they're true or not? Sometimes
well,
that's the
that,
best
that,
part.
The right side of that brick house used to be Mr. Harrow, Miss Adelaide Corbett's daddy. And he had two daughters named Nora Mel and Adelaide. And she married Mr. Corbett. He used to be a man to run the station down there. Mr. Corbett.
There was a Mr. Corbett that ran the train station?
Uh-huh, Mr. Corbett.
Oh.
And she had a boy named J.T. And he died. He used to work to the Atlantic Coastline, too. And he died. And then the train used to come by in the morning and in the afternoon from Remington, from Newbern to Remington, and throw the mail off. And we'd be out, some of us would get out of school just to get out in time enough to get the mail, and carry the mail in. Carry Miss Mitchell, she was, the post office was right over there by the, you know, the train station.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Mitchell was the post lady then?
Yeah, Miss Mitchell, then after Miss Mitchell died, Mrs. Raymond Sidbury took the post office over where the auntie house is. The preacher mm-hmm. stayed in her house.
Mm-hmm. That's the Musser house
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Sidbury used to stay in there. She used to run the post office. I used to work for her when I came out of school. I worked for her. I came out of school in 35 and I worked for her.
Where'd you go to school?
Wilmington, Williston.
You went to Wilmington. Well, you got a great education down there. How did you get to school?
On the bus.
Was it a regular school bus?
Yes, yeah, we lived in New Hanover then.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the school bus. See, Pendleton didn't have no school bus. Pendleton used to have to walk to our school. Because if they go to school in the when they finished the seventh grade in Pendleton County, they had to go to Burgoyne State.
Where was the school that you went to before you went to Wilmington?
It's got Murnau, right down there. The Scotts. It's not in Scotts Hill. It's near Kirkland.
I'm further down toward
Wilmington. Uh-huh, right in front of, you know where they're building that brick church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's right across the right side, a little across that road from that brick church.
Is it on the other side of the railroad track?
No, it's on the same side of the brick church.
Oh, but just a little down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, was that a school just for black children?
Just for black children, or because the children down in Scotts Hill used to have to walk past our school and go way down there and about by a pond and go to school.
Well, who is it? Do you remember any of your school teachers?
I remember Ms. Lamb. And her daughter, May Kate, and Theresa, and Abby, and Clara, and Robert Foy. She was raised up just like black children play with colored children now.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Abby and Robert Foy, mm-hmm. Robert's children that are living now?
I'm talking about the old man, Robert.
Robert Sr.
Mm-hmm. And Abby, and Theresa, and May Francis.
Uh-huh.
And Clara, and May Kate.
Who was Clara?
That was the girl in the sit there raised. River sit there. And the Corby girls, I forgot their name, what their name was. They used to go down there too.
Mm-hmm. Now they went to the white school but had to walk past.
Had to walk past the black school. Mm-hmm. Miss Lamb was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to walk down there.
How long was that school still in existence?
They tore down that school. They tore down that school in 37. It's right down there by, you know where Drew store at?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's past Drew Store, and there was a pond down there. And the school I was right by that pond. And the white chair in front of the room. Scott Hill used to walk and go to school there. Mm-hmm.
And then where did they go to school from
then
there?
Then after they tore down that school, they built that big school up there to Thompson.
Uh-huh.
And they transferred them up there then.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you about was this, where... You might have remembered any of the privies being that were connected to the people from the big house used. Do you know where they were? The outhouses.
The big house?
Uh-huh. On this, can you tell me any place where the old privy used to be? The old outhouse.
Instead of a
bathroom.
Oh, it was right back there in the backyard, not far from the windmill. Right up there in that corner, you know, the windmill right here, and it's
uh-huh.
right up on that corner. That was the old back house.
So that'd be back up in this mm-hmm. corner, inside that fence.
Right inside that fence, and it's an old back, old inside toilet.
Yeah, so that'd be kind
toilet.
Of like the east corner of the backyard.
Yeah, that old toilet. So it had three holes on it then, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, it had three?
It had three holes because it was a big house.
Uh-huh.
It had three holes in
Did it.
Did
it have one door on the front?
I believe it had three doors. This man go to the separate doors.
And was it separate once you got inside?
No, it wasn't separate.
It had three doors, but all open inside.
I remember that thing just as good here.
Do you remember what it was made of? Was it
made
wood?
Made out of wood, uh-huh. And shingles on top of it.
Did it look like it had been there very long?
It had been there a long time. I mean, that's what's good out here. You know, we used to go down there every day when Grandma was working down there.
What'd you do while she was working?
We used to go down there and do things for, she was fry some potatoes, you know, when they would eat the dinner, you know, her people wouldn't eat it all, and she would give it to us, wrapped up in a pail, and we'd go back home with it. Some days she wouldn't give us nothing, we'd cry, and she'd call us and give it to us back. Yeah, I remember that, this is good.
What did y'all, didn't you play in the yard?
Oh, yeah, we played in the yard, and Miss Cornelia Durham, her children, Mr. Ford's children, Robert and them would go down there and stay in Miss Cornelia Durham, get in her bed and go to sleep every night. My grandmama would be calling them, and Miss Cornelia would tell grandma, them boys in the bed, them children in the bed now. Stay in Miss Cornelia Durham. Mm-hmm.
What kind of things did y'all play outdoors?
We played skip scot, ball. You know, didn't have no bicycle and tricycle to ride in. We'd tip us a wheel and get a stick and get behind it and roll it like that. And each time walking thing would get out, make them out of tin can and walk them.
What, do you have tin cans and string or something? Mm-hmm. And stand on it?
Uh-huh, you know how it is.
Uh-huh.
Old-fashioned stuff like
kind of like we call stilts nowadays.
Yeah, mix them out of wood and step. And you know, I was short, I couldn't ride them, I couldn't step on them high. And so I had to mix some short for the short and some tall for the tall. And we would jump rope and hold the rope. And them people, what we didn't like, we put the rope way up high, and when they jumped, the fall and hurt to see.
Sounds like y'all had a pretty good time in the country.
Shoot marbles, play ball. See, we didn't know nothing about no basketball, because we didn't have no money enough to get us no basketball. We would make us move this thing, put a stick across there and play tennis.
How did you play tennis?
Just put a line across there and knock the ball back, knock the ball. See, we didn't know nothing about these kind of things. I like the children play tennis. See, we come up through the rough side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? These children, I got a little spoon in their mouth, ain't they?
That's the truth. Well, now, while y'all were out playing, what was your mother doing?
Well, they was working. And we was glad it was working. We didn't play like one, but when they come home, we had to go to bed. We had to be in the bed 8 o'clock.
And what'd your daddy do?
He'd be in the bed for us for some time.
I mean, during the daytime. What
we
did
he do? In the field. Chop peanuts.
Was it mostly corn. Just peanuts, or
peanut,
was it corn?
Corn, watermelon time, cantaloupe time, butter bean time, cucumber time, digging sweet potatoes and picking up peanuts.
What did they do with all these things once
sell
they harvest them?
Put them in the barn and shut them. Right down there where the skippers there. You know where they live at?
Uh-huh.
And they had an old uncle named Mr. Smith. He had a peanut house. And he stacked his peanuts in the house in the wintertime, and we'd go down there and pick peanuts for 10 cents a bushel and put blankets over his knees to keep him getting cold. Mm-hmm.
My word. Well, now, do you remember anything about Israel Jackson taking things in a wagon or a truck to town?
Taking watermelon, cantaloupe. He used to take them in a mule and cart. My daddy used to get them in the mule and cart. Get up 12 o'clock at night, and load that wagon, and we would go to town. And daybreak, we'd be in Wilmington.
Well, who did, whose produce did he load onto the wagon? Where did he get it?
He would get it from Mr. Boy and them, and Kit and Shelly.
Now, your daddy did that too?
My daddy changed his own crop. He would carry his on the mule and cart.
Oh, he'd carry his own. Mm-hmm. And then Israel would carry Mr. Foy's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the road like? Was it a rock road or a shell
just
road?
Just like that road. Now the shell road, when we was children, you know, because these native nursing home there, but from that highway on down to the end of them posts used to be shell, to put the shell road in.
Mm-hmm.
And from that middle of them posts on down, you had to go to dirt road then.
What was Highway 17 like when y'all were going to the market?
It was a little narrow road.
Was it dirt?
It was cement.
So it was a cement road then?
A little narrow road. It wasn't wide like it was out there.
And you went all the way, down Market Street to Wilmington?
Down Market Street to Wilmington.
All the way down?
Down and then back that mule upside that thing and sell things off the market.
Was there a market house then?
There was no market house then. People had to sell right on the street, you know. Back you caught up off the big street and back it right side to sidewalk. And I had a horse stable somewhere. Some people would take their horses and go put them in that stable to sell out all the stuff.
How far away from the river was it? Could you see
you
the river?
You could see the river. You
so it was way on downtown.
Right down
but the old market house wasn't there anymore.
There was no market house. You just had to sell on the street. After the cut, people out for selling on the street to build the market house. up on 2nd Street where that fish market had. I can remember way back. I remember better way back than I can now.
Some of us are that way, I think. Well, can you remember any of the stories your grandmother may have told you?
We went to Mr. Mitchell's store. And Mr. Bryant, I don't know if Mr. Bryant had a store or no. Old man Bryant. He stayed over there in that two-story house where the Blakes used to stay.
Up here at Hampstead?
At Scottsdale, uh-huh.
Were there stores in Hampstead then?
I didn't travel to Hampstead much, because we always travel. We didn't go no further in here because, you know, we didn't go to Hampstead if we got big children.
Did your grandmother ever talk about when she was a little girl and what things were like?
Oh, they talk about a little girl when there was those girls and people who couldn't pray. They had to go pray in a park.
Why couldn't they pray?
The master wouldn't let them pray. If he heard them pray, Grandma would say they would beat them.
And was that up there at the plantation?
That's what Grandma told us. That's what Grandma told us.
And that's when she was working up at Scott's Hill Plantation?
But I don't remember her saying to beat them, but they pounced.
They what?
They pounced. Her parents.
Her parents. Uh-huh. Oh, before then. Mm-hmm. Before Mary Jane, like her mother. Mm-hmm. And what was her mother's name again?
We always call her Mom, but her name was Mary Hines.
Mary Hines. Uh-huh. Mary Hines. And they were not allowed any kind of a church or a religious service with the family?
That old church up on the hill now, that belongs to the white people, and they built that church across the road. Not that church, they built a wooden church, and they gave that church to the black people.
Mm-hmm. But before that, back in the days of slavery, that was something that they remembered very vividly, was the fact that they couldn't go to church. And they'd have to go down in the woods.
That was what she told us, and pray.
And they'd have to sneak? Or could
have
they
sneak and pray.
Did they have to go by themselves, or could several of them
sneak off? They said to go by themselves and pray. Now that's what they used to tell them. Now that's all I can remember.
But did she ever say why?
I don't. She never said why.
Did she ever talk about what the kind of things that she believed in at that time?
They all just said they believed in God, you know. And they just pulled on out, went on, had them a church and served God like they want to serve.
And what kind, when they finally got a church, what kind of a church was it?
They had this old Scottsdale AME church.
It was an right. AME church?
Up there on that hill right now. Right where we go to every third Sunday. That's not the church, but that's the spot.
How did Scottsdale get the name? Scottsdale.
Honey, I don't know. It's come from a Scotsman name, didn't it? I don't know.
We've heard that when they take the mules and come up along on the Scott, they come by these people that used to live in the house by the name of Scotts, and it be a big hill they go on, and they stop there overnight and stay with the Scotts, and people ask them where they've been. They say, well, we stayed on Scotts Hill. You know, over on Scotts Hill. We stayed overnight on Scotts Hill.
I know Nixon Hill, now the Nixon Hill, that's been the old school I was. That been my daddy and mama went to school there. That's way down there below Kirkland. We call it, you know, they had a train station there in Kirkland.
Oh, yes.
Kirkland. And the old schoolhouse was way down, you know, across from Mr. Pine, where Mr. Pine crossed the railroad. That was the Nixon Hill. They call that Nixon Hill.
Uh-huh.
And then after a while, they changed it from Nixon Hill and called it Kirkland.
Was that from old Mr. Nixon who had that other plantation?
Already so, honey. I don't know way back then. I don't know way back then. Because I wasn't even born then. Because my oldest sister, she wasn't even old enough to go to school. She went to school with my aunt.
What did you do after you left Williston?
Williston went to work.
What did you, what kind of work were you doing?
Cooked.
And where was that?
Up there at Hampstead for Joe Howard and Buell Howard.
And then you got married
then?
Got
married in 37,
And
been here ever since then. I got married in 37 and I worked for Beulah Howard. Then I stopped working for her and went to Camp Davis to work. And I worked in Camp Davis. So I went up to Camp Davis in 32.
What's Camp Davis?
I bet it was called Holly Ridge.
Oh, no, I'm not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with
that. Was that a military camp?
Military camp.
Oh, during the war?
1942.
Do you ever remember about school teachers, or you mentioned Mr. Corbett, who had the railroad station.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of them, or did you ever hear of anybody else living in the house beside the Forest while they were there, like renting a room out or a boarder?
I remember Rod Sitdale's wife used to board there.
Was she a school teacher?
She was a school teacher, and Miss Barbie. Miss Ann Kinston down in Scottsdale, she used to board there to the White House. And Miss Spear, she used to board there to the White House. And that old lady was still right for the honey. That old lady was running them tours down there by the patrolman station on that curl.
The patrolman station.
Uh-huh. You know, before you get to McDonald's, there's some of the tourists on that side. And there's an old woman down there. She used to teach the Hampstead. And she bored the Hampstead. She used to stay in the Floyd house when she first come down here to teach. What was Miss Floyd? Her name was Floyd. Miss Floyd, the old lady. The tourist is right on that dead curb after, before you get to patrolman station. Them her tourists.
Oh, you mean the tourist cabins?
Yeah.
And are they on the left side of the road?
They're on the left side of the road when you're going right on that curb. Before you get
uh-huh.
To, and that's, she used to stay in that house, boarding there. Her name is, Miss, we used to call her Miss Floyd. That's what she was before she got married.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what she is now. But you stop down there, she gets some information.
I always wondered what those cabins were right there.
Uh-huh, that's her.
They've
that's,
been there a while, haven't they?
No, she used to teach school up there. And she could tell you somebody big house, because she boarded there. And Miss Galson Wright died out there not long ago. She boarded there.
And were all of them school teachers?
All of them were school teachers, uh-huh. And Miss Atkinson, she was a Bobby, A-B-L. And she married old man Atkinson. She used to stay in the Ford house, and she used to stay with Sidbury. Sidbury used to keep a lot of teachers too. Raymond mm-hmm. Sidbury, where the preacher's there. Mm-hmm. And Miss Hubanks, she used to keep a lot of teachers. Not the Hubanks in the house, not but her husband. Her husband, daddy. They had a big two-story house where that brick house.
Mm-hmm.
This two-story house got burned out, and they built that brick house. And her husband was the oil man. Mr. Eubanks.
That's who I was wondering you were talking about. Eubanks Oil.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She had a son named Willie Eubanks. And that other one named nothing. And she had a girl named Elizabeth. That's right, Elizabeth used to go to school down in Scottsdale, down at the Kirkland, too. And the Lee boys used to go down there, Hugh and Ann and Jimmy. Jimmy used to go down there. And in that house where Miss Bessie Lee talking about, my cousin worked there, and she had a nurse to come, a black nurse come out when Miss Lee had a children, and my cousin Jenny used to stay there, and they went to cut a chicken neck off, you know, people used to cut it, and the nurse cut Jenny's finger off.
Cut her finger off? Accidentally? She was too close to the chicken neck?
Mm-hmm.
What did the nurse do? Just fix it up right there?
Uh-huh. See, Miss Bessie Lee, I remember her first child. We was, I'm a little old in her first child. I read that piece about her while she had in the paper.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. That's where I had read that the people used to gather out front out
uh-huh,
there.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember anything about Jimmy having circuses out front that you
oh,
talked about
Lord,
in the spring?
Jimmy, yes, sir. Jimmy would have all by the children down there in the sandbox playing. I remember that. This is good. And I remember when she got her house fixed over because my uncle, wife was working there in Maggie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did they have lots of games other than just playing in the sand? Did he put boards and things up
put
to make it?
Put boards up there, huh? Everything like that. And when it was rain, we put boards across the water. And then we didn't like, we'd go pull the board and get another about and fall in the water.
Well, we want you to be our expert when we fix this up for the children again.
I could have been having some good time down there. I remember when the old locomotives used to come up out the woods and bring the load. Now my husband knew all about that, to the mill, when Mr. Lee used to run the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And them old big horses. Ooh, old horses bring them logs up through that wood. And right across the railroad used to have a mill quarter across there. We know all about it because we stayed up there in that vicinity, you know, playing
mm-hmm.
with children. There wasn't no children up on there where we come from, none of the skin children. We would sneak down to Scott Sill and play with them children.
And your husband worked at that sawmill?
Mm-hmm. Now, my dad-in-law was there. Now, if he could hear, he could tell you something, because he'd be 98 years old, the 25th of August.
Or do you think maybe that we could write? Can he see very well?
He can see, but you have to do some talking to Nick.
Maybe if we wrote out some questions or things for him, maybe he could just talk. And at least we'd have it on tape.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Jesse Bryan?
Jesse Bryan.
And who did he work for?
He worked for old man Bryant and Mr. Melendez, Mr. Sidberry. Now, his wife was a school teacher. Her name was Katie Mac Brown. She used to walk from Browntown down there and catch the station train, you know, go to school.
Well, now, the Browntown came from the Browns that lived here?
Came from Caroline Powell Brown and his mother, Mr. Jess' mother.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Caroline Powell Brown.
Was she the first one to live in this area?
Uh-huh. First one to live here. And everybody in here was brown, so they called it Browntown.
Why did she suddenly just build one house? Were there lots of houses that were built here?
Well, I see all these houses was here. What one or two? My husband have to tell you about that. Well, see, I come from Scottsdale up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was married when I come up here. But we used to come up here and play a lot. But then, you know,
mm-hmm.
we used to walk. And right down there behind where we come, where Scottsdale, you used to be sparkleberry trees down in. And
what are
chinkapin trees?
Now, I know about chinkapin, but what are sparkleberry?
Sparkleberry was a little tree, looked something like a hedge, and it would have black berries on it. And it come in the fall of the year like chinkapin, when people get ready to harvest peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And that would be our place to go down there and play, because we can get to a lot of sparkleberry trees and chinkapin trees.
What'd you do with the sparkleberries?
We would eat the sparkleberry, but the chinkapin would juke and get us a big nail and juke a whole thing and string them like bees and wear them around his neck.
And how big was the sparkleberry?
About big as a chinny, a hickory nut out there, about big as a hickory nut, but it was long.
And they were, where were they growing at that time?
Growing in the woods.
Just in the woods. Uh-huh. They're wild.
Uh-huh. Now right down there where the Eden's there, there used to be some hickory nut trees down there. Big old hickory nut tree. You know about a hickory nut tree. And see, they have a lot of hickory nuts on them. And in the fall of the year, they would fall off. We would go down there and pick them up and put them on the track and let the train run them over.
And then you'd eat the nuts left over? That's a pretty smart way of getting them cracked. You didn't ever put a penny or anything on the track?
Yeah, we used to put a pin on the track. And then we used to put two straight pins on the track and say, make some scissors out of that train run over and make some scissors out of it.
What, do you put them side by side?
Cross them.
You put them crossed, mm-hmm. and then I never heard of such a thing.
See, we didn't have all this fancy stuff like the children got now. So we had to make us own decisions. And see, when we had the train coming, we would get on to put us here to the track. And we said, the train coming now. And we would jump and run. When the train passes, we would go back and put us head down. And we said, the train out of sight now. See, we didn't have nothing to amuse us like these children got now.
I think you had more fun than they do now,
uh-huh,
for sure.
We did. And jump rope from sun up to sundown.
Did you have any kind of a swing or a rope
in
the tree?
Yeah, put swings and swings up the ropes up the trees and put a piece of board, you know, across there where it wouldn't hurt us. And sometimes people we didn't like, we would take us board out to swing, and they had to get some tow bags and put on this swing.
And that, what, they tie them in knots or something?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever have sack races with the tow bags?
Yeah, you just put them on the heads and everything. It was some naughty little.
What'd you do when you put it on your head?
Put them on the head and mash them way down and lead them and tie a string around and lead them. And the children, what we didn't like, we let them walk into the tree.
Would you kind of play monsters or something when you had them over your head like that? What were you thinking of when you put them over your head?
You think about the devil jugging the pitchfork and when you be begging.
Oh. But did you ever get in them and jump in them?
Oh, no.
And have races?
Get in the bag and tie the thing up there and jump. See, I told you we had to make us own little things. Well, see, Mom and Papa didn't have no money like these people here had money. Then we get automobile tied and put a big chain on that and put them up the tree. And you ever hear them talking about people climb a chinny bear tree to get home?
Mm-hmm.
So Grandma had a big chinny bear tree on this side of her yard. And she had a maple tree on this side. So we wait till Grandma go in the kitchen and cook. And we go up the chinny bear tree and get home. And Grandma had to come out the kitchen and get us home.
Was she pretty mad at you all because she had to come rescue you?
And then when you scrub the floor there, we just had to go way down in the sand hole. You hear them talk about sand hole?
Mm-hmm.
See, people didn't have the rugs on the floor like this now. We had to go way in the sand hole and dig white sand up and come and she threw it on the kitchen floor. And that's why the people you was on the kitchen floor saying, see, these people got these fancy rugs now. They but not come through no sand on their kitchen floor now, but...
That sand, they just sweep it back and forth and
they
it would clean
it,
it?
Yeah, we sweep it out, then we go get some more sand and put on it.
How far did you have to go to the sand hole?
We wouldn't have to go far, but we made like we had to go a long ways to get out there and play.
Did they use the sand on the main house floors ever?
No, they just used it on the kitchen.
Just on the
uh-huh.
kitchen floor, where there'd be like grease and
uh-huh.
things.
And then when they smoke up a pipe, a pellet, we get by them and now they get they took the sand and got to clean their part. This is pretty with sand.
Clean the part of what?
The clean the part with sand. Where we got
the pots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But see we got all this stuff now about the soap pads and everything. Where we clean them with the soap pads. See, they just took some sand and a cloth and cleaned their parts.
Where did they clean it? Did they do it in the kitchen or outside?
Do it in the kitchen, put some paper down.
And that old kitchen out back, they
uh-huh.
did the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember there being a cistern? Where they caught the rainwater?
The cistern?
Uh-huh. Down by the kitchen. Where'd they get their water?
They get I tell you what to do. When it rained, they put a big barrel out there and let the barrel get full of water right there.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now there's a, I don't know when it was built, but there's a, instead of a barrel, there's a brick place in the ground. And it's like a brick rain barrel.
Well, that's a well.
And
that's a well where you should put something over there and draw the water up. That's the way.
Yeah, all this did was catch rainwater. It didn't go off. You didn't get the water out of the ground. It held the rainwater.
That water must have come from somewhere out of that ground, because up there in that big house, what Mr. Brinker used to do at, they had a well out there in that yard.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now, was there another well? Was there one real near the kitchen? Where do you remember there being any well?
I don't know where there was then. I can't think about it. I believe I know what you're talking about, but I can't. There's a well somewhere that back of that place, but I don't know
and
where
right
it is.
And right now, there is a brick thing that they call the cistern that collected rainwater, and it's right here, right next to the house, right up against it.
I'm going to come out of that house one day and go
that's
through.
What
that's what we'd like
you
to
do.
Come
down. Just come
down there and go, because I know they had one, they built the bathroom. It didn't have no bathroom. They built a bathroom on the second floor.
Was that in the middle of the porch?
It was right on the corner. On the corner. I just had to come down there and see it's all that stuff down there when us was children.
Mm-hmm.
You see, three stories to that house. The
mm-hmm.
basement, the mill floor. And they got that old safe down there now at the head.
Yes, they sure do. That sat out on the back porch.
Yeah. And it still got that china closet down there, that pretty china closet.
No, that's not there anymore. Somebody in the family must have that. Well, what, and now that safe that you're talking about, what did it have in...
It had shelves in there. That's where you put the food at when you cook it. The foods, you know, when you cook it.
Mm-hmm.
They used to put the dishes in there, but after Miss Betty bought her china closet, my grandmama used to keep her food in there, her cooked food, like cakes and pie.
Mm-hmm.
She used to keep that in there. And that old safe still there?
Uh-huh. And now it's got 10.
The tin was in there when us was there.
It had 10 in it then?
Yeah. It had three shelves and three in a drawer. Got that in there now?
It's got 2 drawers at the bottom and 3 shelves in it.
You mean tell me that safe still there?
Uh-huh.
I got to come down and see that.
Yeah. Now, we had new tin put in it.
We had new tin put in, but some tin was in there,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Now, I heard that years before that it was used as a milk safe and it didn't have tin in it. They used to put the milk in it
to
keep it cool.
That's what it was used for. When we used to go down and just put all the clabber and the sweet milk, and they got some of them things down there, what they used to milk the cows, and they got some of them down there too?
Yeah.
Did?
Sure did. Now, what were the bottom drawers for when they used it for, like, the milk safe?
Then they take and shake up, made butter, and put the butter in there.
Uh-huh.
They used to shake.
What would go in the drawers at the bottom, though?
I don't know. Then she used to shake up milk and make the butter, and wrap the butter around and put it in the drawer. I believe that's what Miss Betty and them did with that thing. Oh, that's one house we did really good. Now, they had a cow, something about the cows down there, because they had a lot of cows in the back. But it was true. And they had a fence where they go and milk the cows out, you know, like that. I just have to come down there. Maybe I know something about when I go down there.
You'd be surprised. We've got some in the family. They've got pictures of Mary Jane Harper and her daughters. So one of them would be your mother.
I believe, I mean, we had that picture with Marilyn and Lenora. And a lot of us took us pictures. I don't know what become of them pictures. Miss Betty used to take them for. You know, it's good to keep your memories of your. Now, just like my book here, my children, if I happen to die, it'll be similar.
Then you'll have pictures to show them.
No, this right here, all my retirement years when I went to Camp New Dream.
Oh, this is good. That's
well, they had a driveway where they made out in front, start from 17, and go right on in front of the house and come right on out to the end of 17 again. And that's what two call was for the big dog. You know, every year they had somebody come from Ohio and them, the Whitakers. The Whitakers used to come and stay with the boys every summer, and they would bring their chauffeur, their black chauffeur, and he would stay down in the basin. And the Whitaker, they would stay on the third floor. No, the Whitaker, the down in the basement part was the Whitaker part, what they rented for a summer resort. And then you go in that walk, you had to be a big man like the president to ride up and down that walk.
And what'd you say about the highwayman in the driveway?
The highway start from 17, come right on in front of the house, and go out right out in front of your old shop to 17 again. That was the big dog.
And he had it all paved. It wasn't dirt.
Mm-hmm. Had it paved.
How do you reckon he got the highway to come and pave his driveway?
Well, they paid it. The money talked then.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear anybody that knew the? I heard the people's name was Whiting.
That's right.
From Massachusetts.
That's right. They bring their chauffeur back. The chauffeur down with them.
Did you ever see that car they brought?
Boy, that was something. That glass in there. That chauffeur would get out and open that door and get them people to set that door back. Sometimes they had two chauffeurs. Bring a chauffeur in Massachusetts and get my grandma boy the chauffeur too. When the Whiting come in town, that was the Whiting. That's right.
Well, I heard they brought a maid with them too.
They brought a maid too, but my grandmama done all the maids. Sometimes they have three or four maids. Our partisan, I know what I'm talking about. The pretty silver and shiny. You ever seen them people use?
Did it belong to the boys or did the Whiting?
The Whiting would buy them and give them to the boys. See, they didn't never eat in their part. They ate upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
They had two dining rooms in there now.
Not now.
Two double parlors are in there now.
Now, there's a dining room on the back side. Where was the other dining room?
The dining room was over that. That was the Whiting dining room. The first room you get to on the side, and the other dining room was the room. When the Whitings come, they get in that new dining room.
Downstairs on the bottom. Oh, upstairs? There were two dining
rooms? Two dining rooms upstairs. That's right. They made them upstairs.
Now you come in the back steps, and on one side is one dining room, and where was the other one?
The other one was right on up above that. What you say you made out of that now?
Up above it.
You see, you come through the kitchen, this dining room here, the first dining room.
Downstairs?
Upstairs, on the second floor.
On the second floor.
And you come on there, again, there was the other room. That's what the
was it on the front of the house?
Mm-hmm, the front one on the house.
Oh, I heard that they did use that as a dining room. At one time, that was a post office room.
I don't know about the post office.
And do you remember there being any shelves in that room?
I don't know. When the Whiting come, I looked in there and saw that pretty dining room suit. And that pretty thing.
What did it look like?
All I know, it was gorgeous. See, we were
real fancy.
We were peeping there because Grandma would say, y'all can't go in that door. So one day, Miss Betty, Mr. Robert's wife, and then Betty said, let them come on through Mary Jane, let them look. And we would look, and it was pretty in there too.
They have white tablecloths and all that?
They had some pretty linen back there. You know, and the shiny, crisp glass.
How did the people and the black people in Scotts Hill feel about them bringing these fancy folks up from Massachusetts, like a chauffeur and a maid?
And nothing people could do.
Did they care?
They didn't care, because the boys had their cook. They had my grandmama and her daughter.
They didn't think that he was acting like a big dog being a chauffeur?
The chauffeur was just as nice, and the white one was just as nice as they could be.
So nobody minded it at all? Them kind of you didn't think they were showing off at all?
No. Because they were just as nice as they could be, the chauffeur.
Do you remember them ever talking about their daughter, Daisy?
I don't remember talking about that.
There was the Whitings and Daisy Whittall. Daisy Whiting, and then she married a Mr. Whittall, and she kept coming down. They came down for many, many years, I understand.
They sure did. They really did. But all I remember was the man, the old man. Now, there could have been some daughters down there. But we were so glad when they come, because we went to see them, because we said they were rich people. You know what they did.
Uh-huh.
We thought they was big people. You know, when we children.
They were?
Uh-huh. Now, you know how children was back then.
I heard they sent their car down on the train.
Yeah, they did. That's right. They did. Uh-huh.
And how did they get down by boat?
They come on the train or something, too. And when they come on the train, see, the chauffeur take their car and go meet them to the station and run. We thought it was something. Just that people thought the president was something today. We thought this white was something. The white was coming down to the forest this month instead. We thought us grandmama was something. She was working for the, you know.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Oh, that's really true. That's true, you know. You know, and they will always bring us something.
Like what would they bring you?
Maybe dresses and pretty sweaters. All of you sent us some pretty things down there. You know, Grandma to give her grandchildren and her children.
They especially gave them to her as presents for you. They weren't just cast off things.
Oh, give it to her.
She must have been a remarkable
My grandma
woman.
Was a good mama. And cooked. You come out cooked.
What kind of things did she fix for the family?
Honey, I don't know. Oh, knows I know she. All I know, she could cook biscuits and grits. All I know, she's a cooking woman. And she used to wash. And way back there, my grandma used to put a bundle of clothes on her head. You don't know where she stayed. I'm gonna show you, get you down one day. So, and she used to get on that railroad track with that bundle of clothes on her head. And walk from there, from her house to Scottsdale every morning.
Why did she take the clothes with her? To go do them at home?
To go iron them at the house.
She ironed them at her own home?
No, she didn't. She didn't. Oh. She ironed them after they, Mr. Tyler, she ironed them at her home. At her home. Where's the...